This is your teacher, Dingley May, addressing you with his heart. Let us feel the spirit of wisdom embracing us together. I shall deal now with your documentary lesson number 6, Peace Be Unto You. My beloved, I do hope that you have had a very happy and profitable week of practice in your lesson number 5, the second part of your Holy of Holies. I hope that you have not built up in your mind any rebellion to the very greatest truth you will ever be able to learn. Whatever the Creator is, I am. You now know in a different way than ever before that you and I are God in human form. Revel in the contemplation of this glorious truth which alone can make men free. Now in your breathings, during your last week's practice, you have added the inspirational breath. Oh, how wonderful are our spiritual breathings. Never omit your breathing practice from your daily regime. You also, in the last part of your Holy of Holies, have learned more about mind substance, about the true threefold nature of man, and now know more about your own true nature than ever before. This week will also, in your lesson number 6, be a glorious week for you, I know. Now you should be able and anxious to go on a little faster, as fast as you can, knowing that you're learning as you go. But I warn you not to be in a hurry. You have eternity to do it in. What I mean is that with the joy and the added zest to life that have come to you during the last 2 or 3 weeks, you should be willing to work even harder for that which you truly desire, resting in the conviction that you are surely underway. Now, your 6th lesson has for its title, Right Understanding, First Part. The realization of the need of truth produces in your mind the right attitude for its reception. Therefore, each night when you go into practice, say this with great feeling. It is a beautiful prayer. Thou, O Lord, who art the life and the support of the universe, who art dearer than life, purify thou my head. Thou who art free from all pain, by coming into contact with whom I am freed from all troubles, purify thou my eyes. Thou who pervadest the universe, directing and controlling it, purify thou my throat. Thou who art comprehending, purify thou my heart. Thou who art the cause of the universe, purify thou my body. Thou who art all sustaining, purify thou my feet. Thou who art all truth, purify thou again my head. Thou who art all-pervading, purify thou my whole organism. Now, my beloved, you can see that to the philosopher, understanding comes first. What I have just spoken is rather good, isn't it? It's rather pretty. But what does it mean? Every evening this week, read this over to yourself and try to analyze its meaning. There is great depth to it. And your lesson will give you a portrayal of it from the very highest point of view. This week, you try to see whether its hidden meaning will make itself known to you as you read it over every night. You are working to attain perfection in body and in mind. In short, to attain to your own true nature. Now, in mental physics, we are learning that we may live as long as we truly desire to live, as we are also learning that we may achieve whatever we desire to do. It is a tremendous statement, but it is true. All the same, we must not deceive ourselves. We must get the facts and form our opinions accordingly. Let us get all the evidence we can. Now, with old men and women who have passed the age of 80, there has been recorded third dentitions. One lady known very intimately to your teacher, because she was a student in mental physics, recovered her practically completed lost sight at the age of 80. Baron de Capilli, dying at the age of 107, left his fourth wife pregnant with her eighth child. Plato composed some of his best work after he was 80. In 1864, Mayor Girard solemnly celebrated, at the age of 136, the 100th year of her marriage. Verdi composed music at 80. When Queen Victoria celebrated the 50th year of her reign in 1887, which I remember so well, there were several politicians in the English Parliament who had served the state continuously for 70 years. Even as far back as 1883, 89 persons died in England who were over 100, 79 women, 10 men. In 1903, newspapers claimed that the oldest man then living was Manuel de Valle of Los Angeles, who was said to be 157. Henry Jenkins swam rivers at 100 and lived till he was 169. Mrs. Ramsay Wood of Oregon, who's won great respect wherever she lived, is reported to have lived 119 years. Mary MacDonald of Philadelphia in 1900 attained her 139th year. France has authentic records of 233 persons passing on at ages over 100 years during the years 1887 to 1896. In 1850, an old man in Russia, Livonia, was reported to be in his 168th year. In the United States, there were reported in 1890 to be living nearly 4,000 people who had passed the century mark. And in mental physics, we have quite a number of both men and women who are centenarians. Now, figures like this, and they could be, of course, multiplied almost ad infinitum from many parts of the world, rather astound one. If people could live long many years ago, with no knowledge of the art of living which we are now learning, well, my beloved, what can we not do? With the principle of life firmly established in the mind, we surely, when daily practicing the art of living, can quite deliberately and easily exceed these figures and live as long as we find life desirable and desire to live. If you are God in human form, you should be able to remain in your body as long as you desire to maintain your body. Well, sit again and think. Use your imagination. Does this appeal to you as being reasonable? Do you truly desire that you are whatever the Creator is? Think on these things. Now, the first thought, of course, will be on our health. Get the idea of health. Let me stress the vital importance of your getting an imperishable idea of imperishable health. The true you. Your body is the instrument. Your body is the temple of the living God. If the instrument is not perfect, how can receptivity be perfect? How can you express perfectly the perfect substance of the universe with an instrument that is imperfect? Now, some religionists may disagree with this statement, but it is not to be denied. To the thinker, it is self-evident. In your early lessons, repetition will occur frequently. This is necessary. We are starting on a road entirely new to us, and it is important that we should lose not one tittle of the truth in these lessons. So, my beloved, get the idea rooted within you that you are health, the body straight and strong and perfect, and then a perfect mind in a perfect body. Never fear regarding spiritual awakening and unfoldment. That is assured as you improve physically and mentally. And you cannot do the latter until you have conquered the former. In your meditation on health, therefore, as you say audibly, "I am health," be silent, immovable. See before you, before your mind, this glorious picture. It is forming. There it comes. A light is around it. It is bathed in intense light. It is coming nearer, nearer, nearer. So near that the light nearly blinds you, and you can feel it flooding you from head to foot. Now, do not think this far-fetched. Just sit and contemplate it. Imagine it. You surely can imagine a light as you sit silently. You are to learn later on in these lessons that what you are doing is absolutely according to truth. Only, you do not know why at the moment. What you are doing is absolutely according to science. There is no reason whatever why you should not learn the how and so operate the law. Practice bringing that picture before your mind 100 times a day. Well, just live it. Then, when you see and feel this light, realize, make it real to yourself in your feeling that you are health. You may break out in a perspiration through the heat of this great light, the divine light within you. Then give thanks. Then impress your mind with the wonderful truth that if it was possible for other men, human beings, just like you, with no knowledge of the art of living, to live to great age, then I, the real I, can live as long as I desire and retain my vigor and grow continually in knowledge and power and achievement. For when we acquire this knowledge, my beloved, and you will acquire it in due time, never fear, if you follow the instructions in your teaching, we shall then avoid the pitfalls, the chapter of accidents and sicknesses that bring about an early death. Among these, we are to classify senility, which science proves is no disease at all, but due to a chemical change in the body, which can be known and controlled. We are learning the art of living, of remaining young and expressing life. In later lessons, you will be duly instructed as to how you can accomplish this.